Tim Henson, and I'll be right back with One to Grow On.
I'm really super excited because I'm finally going to meet that boy I've been talking online with.
What's his name?
Boner Scar 1962.
How old is he?
He said he was 14.
What are you guys going to do on your date?
I don't know. He said something about a shooting range.
Yeah, but Jenna,
I'm betting on a cockfight.
Jenna, what if he's a sexual predator?
What?
Hold it there. Let's just lighten up. It's just a date, okay? And so what if he's a little older than 14? Come on. Not all adults are sexual predators. And besides, you don't want to be ageist, right? Have you even been to a cockfight? Live a little.
Jenna, I haven't seen you around lately.
This morning sickness is a bitch.
How did you get that black eye?
Well,
look, do you want to study for our math test later?
Nah, I'm quitting school. Devin and I won like $50,000 betting on cockfights in the past 2 months. Then we turned around and put it all into this technology stock, which has just been going through the roof lately, and we're like millionaires now. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, check out my engagement ring. I hit myself in the eye with it when I woke up. I totally forgot I was wearing it when I fell asleep. This rock is huge!
Oh, I guess meeting that old guy online was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's One to Grow On. Freaks, it's Monday, October 18th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, beating your wife. We now have guidelines, plus small dick Olympic athletes and door-to-door crack cocaine. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. So glad you guys could be a part of the program. Let's kick things off by alienating some listeners.
Ta-da!
Look, I am not racist. I love all people. You guys know that, except for Jews, who I have a real problem with. Cheap, circumcised, hook-nosed bastards. They'll get what's coming to them. Oh, yes! I'll see to that. I'll get you, Jews. Right now, though, I've got blacker fish to fry. Yes, I'm talking about African Americans. Now, I love them. See, I'm not racist. They're amusing to me. They're funny looking. They sound funny when they open their mouths. I think all of my senses are stimulated when I'm around African Americans. They certainly have an odor about them. That's a scent. Smell. Taste-wise, I'm sure they taste like I'm just saying, because of all the grease, it comes out of their pores when they sweat. It probably tastes like Okay, I could see how I'm coming off as a bit racist right now, and I'm going to shut up. The point I'm trying to make here is I have no prejudices or prejudice. So I just want you to remember that. Keep that in mind. TNB. For those of you who are new to the program and you don't know what TNB is, it stands for typical...
nigger.
...behavior. See, I'm not going to say the N-word.
Nigger. 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 Nigger.
I refuse to say it.
Nigger, 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 nigger.
Because that is an offensive word.
Nigger, 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 nigger.
This is way better.
Nigger, nigger.
Than me saying it once.
Nigger, 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 nigger.
58, 59, 60, 61, 62. Not going to stop till we get to 100. No, okay. So TNB is an acronym that stands for typical...
nigger.
Okay, behavior. And I ran across that term on a horrible message board, a whole website really devoted to racism. Either like angry white rednecks who just hate black people, and TNB is something they use to describe when black people act quote unquote black, meaning ghetto.
Get the get up! Get up! I'll buy back! I'll buy back! I'll buy back! Get the up!
I know you better get out of my face! Out of my face! Out of my face!
Should have known your black ass would be all up in my face. That's TNB, my friend TNB.
For schnizzle, my nizzle.
The k sound comes at the end. The s sound comes in the middle. But what do people say?
Axe,
yes. I need all of you right now on the count of three to say ask. On three. One, two, three.
Ask.
very good.
He asked me, what can you do?
Tell you something, I'd be hip-hopping and having a good old time eating gizzards.
Are you serious? Do you know that you can't talk to me like I'm from Brooklyn?
In the area I grew up in, we talk slang. We don't talk proper English.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
That's
racist. TNB.
A nigga, look at the nigga.
You racist pig.
TNB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
There's just some musical TNB, courtesy of Corey. Haven't heard that song in a while. Anyways, DB listener Heather has sent in this clip. This is from the local news. I have a sneaking suspicion that if the folks over on the racist message board heard this, they would definitely classify it as TNB. Take a listen to this piece from the local news.
Zeke Mack and his roommate Carrie are finally able to relax on their front porch.
City come out this morning. They went up. They sprayed.
Now that they half of them on the ground, I feel a little better.
Better. I feel a little bit better. Oh, I love that guy already. These are two guys, by the way.
And I can sit on the pool with a little longer.
Hundreds of pesky...
You can sit what?
And I can sit on the pool with a little longer.
He's saying porch. It sounds like pool, but he's talking about porch.
And I can sit on the pool with a little longer.
Hundreds of pesky bees they had been dealing with for months were finally dead.
That's still moving.
Yeah. So they're still down here. Got a lot of them down. You know, he's afraid he got a lot of them down here now. They still jumping around. They ain't all dead.
But even though the city sprayed the hive and hundreds of bees fell to the ground.
And we got to worry about them flying around on the pool.
I love how he says porch.
And we got to worry about them flying around on the porch.
The porch. We don't have to worry about them flying around on the porch.
And we got to worry about them flying around on the porch. Oh. But they still need to come out here and spray some more. There's still a lot of them still up there.
Why don't you get a can of fucking wasp spray?
But they still need to come out here and spray.
Why does the city have to do it for you? Isn't it on your, in your tree?
But they still need to come out here and spray some more. There's still a lot of them still up there.
They still had to deal with the occasional visitor.
There go one right there. See a lot of bees coming this way, so I just get up and go that way.
So they came up with ways of dealing with the stray bees until the tree cutters got rid of the branch with the hive.
I ain't gonna go on the porch. That's all. I'm gonna stay away from the porch. What is that? Get away from the porch.
Stay in here.
Today, our camera was rolling when the brave tree cutter...
What town is this from?
Stay in here.
Today, our camera was rolling when the brave tree cutter took his chainsaw to the branch with the hive.
Just think about it.
I got some wall spray.
As Mac and...
Are they gay? Are these two black guys gay? These guys, I can't figure them out.
I got some wall spray.
As Mac and Moore anxiously watched from afar.
There the branch goes. The branch go, gonna go down.
There it goes.
That's a gay thing right there.
There it goes.
Oh.
Oh. There it goes. Oh.
Making that noise because a branch from a tree fell down.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, I love these guys so much.
There it is. There.
And once the hive came down, everyone crowded around to get a closer look.
What it feel like? Oh. Sticky. Oh. Sticky.
Yes.
Moore and Max say it's a big weight off their shoulders.
Well, I'm glad it's down. Now I can sit on the foot and relax.
Yep, that's history now.
And now they can finally return to their everyday life.
And the men say they plan to put the porch light.
Oh my God, the news reporter's losing it too.
And the men say they plan to put the porch light they removed back this weekend. Since
it's a porch,
no bees should no longer be a problem. They say they plan to celebrate now that those bees are gone with the barbecue so they can enjoy their porch in peace.
There you go. Thank you very much, Heather, for that. Moving on, we haven't played Gooning audio recently. And for those of you who are new to the program, Gooning and Gooners are people who enjoy masturbating so much they do it for hours and hours. Not just an hour. Like, we're talking 8-9 hours. They just jerk off. They don't come, though. They edge. They get close to coming, then they slow down, and they continue. They see how long they can make it last for. Here is a Gooner Gooning right now.
Ah.
He was,
yeah,
jerking off for a while.
We love it.
And now he's fucking his fleshlight.
Love that fucking cock. Shit, yeah. Dig it. Yeah, you know, take that fucking cock right in your asshole. Holy shit.
It's just, I'm never this verbal when I masturbate. It's a very quiet, solitary activity.
Fuck yes, right there. Oh my god. Oh my god. Right
there.
Fucking asshole.
Like, by the sound of it, you'd think there's another person there. He's, like, fucking someone's asshole. No, it's not it at all. Yeah. This goes on for a while, and then we get to the money shot here.
Yeah. Right the fuck in. Oh, shit. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, you fuck. Yeah. Yeah, you damn fucking know it.
Do I? I don't know it.
You damn fucking know it.
I don't know anything. What are you talking about? I don't want any part of this. Don't get me involved.
You damn fucking know it. Holy shit. You fucker. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Here's the thing. Now, I've never gooned or baited my cock. But is that orgasm really any better than a normal orgasm? I mean, sure, maybe there's more fluids coming out of your cock hole, but pleasure-wise, I would rather masturbate for 10 minutes, right, and move on with my life, and then, you know, what, an hour or two later, I can masturbate again if I want to. Do whatever the hell I want. And then when I jizz, I'm feeling great again. This guy was masturbating for 8 hours, and I gotta think, for most of those 8 hours, it's just frustrating, because you psychologically, you want to come, right? You want to feel good. You want that release, but you're just holding back. And so for 8 hours, you don't feel good. Then, you know, for, what, 20 seconds, you feel amazing, and then you're done. And then, boom, your whole day is gone. I can pop one off, you know, whenever I want to, and then move on with my day. And, I'm not wasting much time. So I don't really understand the whole gooning thing, but there you go. And finally, before we get into the news today, epic cock gagging. That sounds like the beginning to a local news story, doesn't it? Coming up at 11 tonight, epic cock gagging. Are your children in danger? Yes, DV listener John sent this in, and wow, take a listen.
Let's get it started.
You taste good, baby, yeah.
All right, this whore is sucking about 20,000 cocks under the sea. And she's off. That sounds like my dad in the morning. You know, he has that smoker's cough. Maybe all this time he's been sucking dick in my bathroom. No. Do porn stars ever suffer throat injuries? Because she's really gagging hard. See what I mean?
Yeah, what a romantic sound she makes.
I mean, I'm just fascinated and amused with cock gagging so much. I could play the whole thing here. I don't want to bore you people. Plus, we have news to get into, so let's just play a few more seconds here.
Tell your fans what you are.
I'm a fucking dirty little slut. Give me that fucking call.
That was a weird cock gag. That might be good for a ringtone. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes! If you are not yet Sideshow members, sign up right now. What are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Help support the program. Plus, better yet, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, I posted that Blood Play video that Spider and his girlfriend produced for DV. And it's horrifying and disgusting, my listeners. People are leaving comments on the show notes or whatever. I decided I didn't really have much to add to the video. I was going to, like, add some commentary, but most of the commentary when I tried to record it was, oh, what? Why are you doing this? It doesn't make any sense. What do you get out of it? And it's, you know, it's stuff that I've already said before. So instead, I just posted the entire unedited 16-minute Blood Play video that Spider produced for us. So if you want to check that out, download it. Sign up for the Sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Plus, I have an extended show for you tomorrow, so don't forget about that. Three quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you've got an Olympic athlete in trouble. American Olympic... I'm going to leave that in there. I really am an idiot. Guys, please sign up for the Sideshow. I can't do anything else. No one would ever hire me. A retard. Yes, Olympic champion LaShawn Merritt received a 21-month ban for a steroid, which his lawyer claimed was contained in an over-the-counter penis enlargement product. Mm-hmm. That's smiling LaShawn. He's racing from pussy to pussy with newfound cock confidence. And even though he's an Olympic runner, this is one race he doesn't want to finish too quick. Wink. And Zeit. He should really be the spokesperson for it. He could totally write those ads. I don't know what male enhancement he was using. It probably wasn't Enzyte. I don't think Enzyte contains steroids. The 24-year-old, who is also the world champion at the distance, okay, tested positive 3 times to dehydroepid-something. Merritt, who claimed he had started using the product after the 2009... I don't know what's worse. Like, having to be banned from running for drug use, or the world finding out you're taking penis enlargement pills. Embarrassing. Merritt, who claimed he started using the product after the 2009 season, first tested positive on October 28, 2009, then again on December 8th, and finally on January 16th of this year. The suspension had been backdated to start on October 28th, though he did not receive the most stringent punishment possible, which was a 2-year ban. Merritt said back in April, when it was first revealed he had failed the test, how embarrassed he was. To know that I've tested positive as a result of a product that I use for personal reasons is extremely difficult to wrap my hands around. Now, this is a black guy, and I can sort of understand what he's doing. I mean, if you're a black guy with a tiny dick, You've got to nip that problem in the butt, you know what I mean? Doesn't steroids make your balls shrink, though? So I guess in comparison, if your balls shrink, it'll make your dick look bigger. I'm on to these penis enlargement treatments. Just shave your bush. That'll make it look a bit longer, unless you're worried about girth. I really need to take a look at your penis. Let's evaluate this properly, because if it is a girth thing, we can set you up with a penis pump. Our good friend Scott Taylor will show you how to use it.
Yeah, I'm a nasty boy. I hope you appreciate it. Don't show my nastiness to too many people.
We're all very appreciative, Scott Taylor. May you rest in peace. That nastiness is what sent you to an early grave, may I just add. All right, back to the story here. Yes, I hope my sponsors, family, friends, and the sport itself will forgive me for making such a foolish, immature, and egotistical mistake. Look, he just wanted a bigger penis. Any penalty that I may receive for my actions will not overshadow the embarrassment and humiliation that I feel inside. I am deeply sorry and hope that other athletes who take these types of over-the-counter products will be even more cautious and read the fine print, because if it can happen to me, it could happen to you. It was over-the-counter? Come on, this guy should be pardoned. Get in trouble for taking over-the-counter bullshit. I think the embarrassment is enough for him. All right, second story we have for you today. The highest court in the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, ruled that a man is allowed to beat the crap out of his wife and children as long as he does not leave bruises or other marks. Finally, progress. No, you're not. I'm not going to sing Luca. Even though it is entirely appropriate. All right, maybe just a few lines from the song. Here we go. My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, I'm trouble some kind of fight. Just don't ask me what it is. Don't ask me what it is. Just don't ask me what it is. Alright, that's quite enough. Moving right along with the story here. I'm a monster. Although the law permits the husband to use his right to discipline, he has to abide by the limit of this right, wrote Chief Justice Falah in a ruling issued this month and released in a court document on Sunday. The limit, as the court defines it, is physical evidence of a beating. I love that. Yes, you can beat the shit out of your wife. Just don't leave any physical evidence. That takes the accepted punishment to a more severe level. According to Islamic law, the man of the house is permitted to use physical discipline against his family if admonishing them and abstaining from sex with his wife do not work. So over there, the men abstain from having sex with their wives? Oh, everything is so backwards. Judges were forced to clarify the legal boundaries of beating after a UAE man slapped and kicked his daughter and wife, leaving bruises and facial injuries on them, but nothing permanent. Come on. Bruises and other physical marks were evidence, the court said, that the man had abused his right to discipline. While many modern Islamic scholars and lawmakers denounce the practice of beating one's family members, some maintain it is an appropriate response to a family problem. If a wife committed something wrong, a husband can report her to police, Dr. Ahmed Al Khattab, head of the studies at UAE and Baghdad universities. But sometimes she does not do a serious thing, or he does not want to let others know when it is not good for the family. In this case, hitting is a better option. Let me reread that line. Sometimes she does not do a serious thing, or he does not want to let others know when it is not good for the family. So in those cases, hitting is a better option. And that's one to grow on. Now, final story we have for you today. I've heard of door-to-door vacuum salesmen or, you know, Avon ladies going through the neighborhood knocking on everyone's door. This one's new, though. It comes from South Carolina. Neighbors in one development said they're in shock, after a man is arrested for trying to sell marijuana and crack. So he had multiple products. It's good to be diverse because you never know who you're going to be selling to several people door-to-door. I've never seen anything like this in my life, said Renee Elvis, a mother of two who lives in the King's Court neighborhood. Horry County Police arrested 25-year-old Eric Godbolt after police captured him trying to sell drugs. Neighbors said they saw the suspect walking around the neighborhood around 10 p.m. Monday night. According to sources familiar with the investigation, one neighbor worked to lure the suspect to the home of an off-duty police officer. That officer, sources said, worked with dispatch to help capture the Pawleys Island man. It can happen in your own backyard, so prepare yourself, said Charlie Brewer, an old, creepy man, probably with lots of guns and conspiracy theorist, a homeowner in the King's Court subdivision. On Wednesday, several neighbors said they were worried about the negative publicity the arrest could have on what's normally a quiet community. Godbolt remains in custody at the J. Reuben Long Detention Center, where he faces multiple charges, including resisting arrest, possession of marijuana, and distribution of drugs. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to be going door-to-door selling drugs, 10 p.m. at night is not a good time to do it. You're disturbing families. They've already had dinner. They're, you know, probably just finishing up watching TV, getting ready to go to bed. I'd say the perfect time for a drug deal, if you want to be smart about it, I'd say probably like around 3 or 3:30. And my reasoning is this. The parents are still at work. The kids have gotten home from school, though. And that's really going to be who you want to target. Because I don't know, I'm not a drug user, but I don't think there are a lot of like 45-year-old suburban fathers using crack cocaine. I could be wrong, but I rarely am. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, here we go. I haven't heard from you in a while. Let's see what's happening.
Tim, since there's already Rob on the show, this is Bob from North Carolina.
All right.
Just wanted you to know that since I'm at college in one of my chemistry labs, since the lab teacher left the room, I played your Sextastic 2-day show. You know, the one about the guy having all other, like, workers fucking his
yes.
unconscious wife.
Yeah.
And I think I got you some new freaks.
Wow, very
and,
good.
I will sign up for the sideshow as soon as I quit being a broke asshole.
Yes, let's work on that.
Also, did anybody find this weird that we celebrate breast cancer awareness in the month that we also celebrate the dead and kind of make fun of it? Just wanted to bring that up.
Never put those two together like that.
Okay. To you, Tim. This is Dead Squirrel, your kinetic cunt from Connecticut.
Hello, Dead Squirrel.
I just want to say, man, I want to hear more behind-the-scenes stuff. I really love the crazy cracker. So,
okay. Well,
do you have any more behind-the-scenes stuff?
Well, you heard me mispronounce Olympic today. Olympiac, or
hey,
I don't know what
Timmy,
the fuck I said.
Your puppy
stupid.
Here. I was just, like, calling up to tell you about this new fucking TV show which I came across.
Called?
So, yeah, it's pretty much like you took, like, Scrub, mixed it with, like, Scary Movie and then toss like a softcore porn in there.
Children's
like it's
hospital?
Really, really fucked up. Oh, and it takes place in a children's hospital.
Yes,
really
of course, on Adult Swim. Well, originally it was a web series, and then Adult Swim picked it up. It's very funny and has a bunch of people from the state in it, like Ken Marino and David Wayne is the executive producer, and all sorts of funny, good. Cordry is in it. Rob, whatever is Cordry, and Karen from Will and Grace is. The crippled doctor or whatever. It's very funny.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Nice mask. Oh, that's your face.
Blah, blah. Yes, I love that skeleton. As a matter of fact, I was at Target looking, because I never did buy it. But now I can't find it. So, I, you know, if you guys run across that skeleton that says stuff and then sticks out his tongue and goes, blah! Send it to me. Buy it for me, please.
Hey there, Tim. It's your old buddy. Kaiser roll. About
Jesus
me,
Christ.
Well, I'm back, bitch, and I'm coming for payback.
That, oh no, the Kaiser roll is back. Yes, back in, Jesus Christ, 2005, I was amazed that people were selling shit on eBay, like, you know, grilled cheese sandwiches with B. Arthur's face on it, or, you know, whatever, just weird things like that. And so I decided to sell a stale Kaiser roll on eBay, and I think it sold for like $20-some. It's probably a listener who purchased it, and there it was a character on the program for a while, and now he's back.
Good day.
And he's looking for blood.
Good day.
This program has always been utterly retarded. Please don't think it's a new development.
Good day, Tim. Smithy calling in from Interstate 80 in eastern Pennsylvania, heading to Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
I'll honk when I see Ashtabula sign.
Yeah.
Well, but I see a Cadillac
shot
in front of me, and I'm slowly gaining on him. I'm going about 69 miles per hour, and I thought I'd play the game, black or elderly. And so, okay, here we go. Title to the metal.
I forgot about that fun game, black or elderly.
I think it's a white Cadillac. I think it's going to be a black dude.
All right.
It's got shiny wheels. All right.
Everyone lock your answers in at home.
Hold on. Coming up. I'm coming up. Jesus Christ. Leave me alone. Okay. Ooh. Oh, he's a black. Oh, wait. It's a black elderly dude.
Ooh.
Well, fuck.
Then we all win then. Fun.
Eat that watermelon. Eat that watermelon. Eat that watermelon.
Oh, there's just too much racism on today's program. I apologize to the African-American community.
Nigger, nigger,
no,
nigger,
no,
nigger,
that does not
nigger,
help
nigger,
anything.
Nigger, nigger,
let's just stop that and move on now.
Hey, Tim, slideshow member Decoy Crew here. I've noticed you keep getting calls from Freeside members about various things like how to sign up for the sideshow or stupid-ass questions like, can I sell you $20? Then you yell at them, but you yell at them on the slideshow feed. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. So I was thinking...
Are you calling it a slideshow? Is he doing it on purpose?
Point in the future, you end up upgrading from recording straight to cassette tapes to actually using computer audio editing software. What you should do is snip those voicemails out of the
episode. Shut up! Don't tell me how to do my job!
Tim, it's Rat Girl. I also wanted to chime in on your dog. I also am a pet sitter, a trainer.
Oh, good.
Blah, blah, blah.
Can I just send you my dog?
To add to what Virgin Sex Pet says. I think what he meant to say, you bought it from a puppy mill breeder.
No, I didn't.
A backyard breeder. The scum of the earth. The dirtiest.
No,
nasty,
this breeder had a website and everything.
Most disgusting human beings on the planet. And
the way I understand it is this, and maybe this is a line that they all use, but some bitch ran this, a very reputable breeder. She died, and her son was just, taking over, and I don't think he really wanted to do this, but he was just getting rid of the dogs. he didn't want to continue breeding them, but there were all these litters, and so I guess he's just finishing up her job. I don't know. I probably
did. That's an
awful person.
Mr. Puerto Rican Fat Man calling.
Yes, God, Puerto Rican Fat Man, thank you so much for the Ricky Martin / Michael J. Fox, Michael Jackson poster. And to an extremely lesser extent, thank you for the used underwear that you sent me.
You
sent me used Batman underwear. They said it's been washed thoroughly, but I am never going to put those on.
And then I need your advice.
I will sniff them while I jerk off, but that's it.
Well, he fell in love with a little Jewish girl. We need an advice, Tim. How he can win the heart of this daughter of Abraham. Come on, Tim. Give us something to work with.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Let's just end it right there. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and leave comments on iTunes. And we will be back tomorrow for Big Tuesday Grub. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine. I'm not kidding.